And so I'm saying, what goes on in here? The bells are ringing and people rush, and the bells are ringing and people rush, and it's ringing on here. And they go in this mass, you see. Mm-hmm. I'm a convert now, so I can say this. The masses are in, it must be 10 altars down each side to take care of people that just want to come in and stand up with no mm-hmm. holiness, but say that they've had communion in the Vatican, you know, that kind of thing. Well, I think if anybody could lose your religion, you could do it that way. But then we had an audience with Pope John, and close as he is, close as we are, mm-hmm. there he was, mm-hmm. an amazing person. There's no doubt about it, he was an amazing man. My friend that lives with me, Josephine Murphy, all of her kin people in Ireland. And so we went into Ireland. Went into it when it wasn't like it is now. I'm not thinking of the fighting, because I think they've always fought. I'm thinking the deprivation of just ordinary people, because the salaries are so low. The fact that this man was a school teacher didn't mean very much. He didn't. They had to farm, they had to do this, do that for sources of income. And Satan is a beautiful country. And Satan, they drink a lot and they talk a lot, and it's just very fine. And I have no quarrel with Ireland, except it's empty. I had a feeling of emptiness. Mm. Now, then you in a small, say we're in a small town in Germany, but everybody's doing something. Mm-hmm. They don't have time to talk. I'm sure that they'll have some beer or something, because thing that we went through had something in the cellar to get a drink, you know, a beer. Mm-hmm. And Satan is wonderful, best in the world.
Yeah.
And then we were in Paris, and I don't know what, I suppose you would just say just a beautiful city. We took we did the typical tourist thing that you do when you go to Paris. Took the night rides to see the lighted fountains, and the daytime rides out to Versailles, and the racetracks and that sort of stuff. And I was worn out with the whole thing. Said, "Let's go." And then we went in Switzerland. We didn't have a tour. We just planned that. Mm-hmm. My friends and I. And then after that, I would go into Ireland either with Joe Murphy, my friend, or into Germany. And I enjoyed it. And then, of course, the whole thing was, after much moaning and groaning and twisting of arms and swearing and threatening, I finally got the chance to go to Israel. And I don't care if I don't go to any other place ever again in my whole life. It was unbelievable.
Enjoyed that.
I needed to be only 10 years younger, and I would just say it. I wouldn't have fooled around.
When were all these trips? When did you?
All during the 60s. Every year during the 60s. The last one was in 69.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember 69 or 70. I'm sure it was 69 to get to Israel. Of course, we stayed in Jerusalem. We stayed in a very interesting building, quite tall and narrow. Oh, so clean. The Franciscan monks ran it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing, and the Franciscan sisters saw that it was kept clean by the Arabs who were there. And they had marble stairs, and I said one day, going upstairs, I think it's perfectly ridiculous. Every time you turn around, this poor man is scrubbing these steps because somebody has walked up and left some marks on it, and she's right after him to clean them up.